A good chodesh, everyone. Today is Lamed Nisan. It's the first day of Rosh Chodesh, April 10th. We're holding here in Simin Tov Nun Vav. We started the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah yesterday. We're up to Sif Katan Dalid. Just to remind us, the topic of discussion here is when one makes the dough for the matzah, that this dough should not be too large. The volume should not be too much. The concern is that if you make too much dough one time and you won't be able to move the dough, manipulate the dough, it'll sit and become chametzdik. So what does it mean, too much dough? We don't want the dough to be larger than the size, the amount that you take challah from. It should be the size you take challah from. What is that amount? We said in the first line in Mechaber, in Yisaron, that's correct, the measurement is called Yisaron, which is 43 and a fifth eggs. Okay, now, the Ramah tells us, Hagah, the Ramah tells us, Lo yidchak ha-kemach b'midah d'imkein lo yolush yofa. One should not pack in. You have your bowl, and you put the flour in there. Don't pack it in there, because then it won't knead well. That it's appropriate I'm just reading the words of the Ramah now. It's appropriate to say when you're kneading the dough, you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. The words that a person says can affect, have power. We know we learn Shmiras HaLashon, not just when we speak to each other, but also you're doing a mitzvah. L'shem mitzvah. I'm saying doing l'shem mitzvah. Okay, let's see here. Sif katan dalid. V'leidchak, don't press, pack in. That's number four in the Mishnah Berurah. Don't pack the flour in too hard. Hainu, af im komus hakemach einem machzik elo isara in opachas mizah. Even if this container only holds the correct amount, the volume of the flour, einem machzik elo isara, this isara, or less than this, mishum dim kain, if you pack in the flour too hard, it won't knead well in certain parts of the flour. The water will not get mixed up everywhere. Then it can become chametzdik when it gets into the food. When it becomes a food. You should measure the flour loosely. Just like when you sell it, don't pack it down, put your hand on top of it. That's also not the best thing to do. Siv cotton hay, bishas nisina, nisinas kemach, person should say that he's doing l'shem mitzvah. Ayin l'kaman simin tos samach mishnura, siv cotton bays. We'll see him, it's Hashem, in a few more days. A further elaboration on this topic of saying it l'shem mitzvah. Okay, Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Beis, back in top. The Mechaber says, that's an English edition, it's page 56. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Im losh yoyisim ishir zeh, mutter b'dievet. If a person needed more than this amount of dough, it's permissible b'dievet. What are we saying? We just finished discussing in Sif Aleph, don't make too much dough. Why? Because if one person, we're talking about one person making this dough, and that one person will not be able to, if he has too much dough, to move the dough around. If they have the dough sitting in one spot, like we just said, it can become chametzdik. What happens if a person did make more than the isaron, the measurement of isaron of dough? We say b'dievet is permissible. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Sif Katan Vav. Im Losh V'Atam. The reason why it's permissible, B'Di'evet, that's number 6. The Av She'anu Aymrim. The Ein Esek Moyel B'Isa G'dayla Kazu. Shiloi Tavoy Lidei Chimutz. Even though we say that if the dough is too much, it will not help for a person to be moving it around because he won't be able to get to all the dough. and they'll become chametz stick. So how come it's permissible? Mikol makoim loygara mimhiniach isa bli isa klal. However, it's not any worse if you leave the dough without any involvement, just sitting there at all. And we said the kaimalon, the ain lesser kozman shloi shah shir mil. And we said that if I have dough in front of me, and it sits for less than 18 minutes, a meal, mem yud lamid, not the food, okay, a meal is a measurement of time, of the distance, and it takes 18 minutes to get, travel a meal. Now, if you have dough and it sits there for 18 minutes, before 18 minutes, it will not become chametz stick. So we're saying, the first step is, in Sif Aleph we said, don't make too much dough. If you make too much dough, it can become chametz stick. In Sif Beis we said, if you did make too much dough, it's okay b'diavad. Why? Because it's not any worse than if I make this dough and it sits there and I'm not manipulating, I'm not moving it. So therefore, even if I made more dough than I should have, it still will be permissible. Sif,
is it still within that 18?
Yes, because we're saying it's within.
When that's over.
Yeah, that way. Yes, yeah. Once the buzzer rings, 18 minutes, that's it. You know, it's not good anymore. Sif katan zayin mutar b'di'eved. It's permissible ex post facto. Afilu avar v'losh yois b'mezid. There's a bigger chiddush here. The Mishbru is telling us, even if a person did this intentionally, he packs in, he makes the volume of 50 eggs worth of flour when he's only supposed to go up to 43. It's still permissible. U'bisho shir mil b'lishosoy. And we're talking, as Phil pointed out, that this is all before the 18 minutes have expired. Many Paiskim conclude that according to what we just explained, yesh lesser gam b'di'eved, we really should forbid it b'di'eved. Not like the Mechaber said. The Kevin Deshiru Chachamim, since the Chachamim estimated, the Meroiv God law, that since the dough is so large, it's impossible for one person to be involved with all of the dough at one time. It's like it's sitting there without any involvement at all. And if it's not being used at all, so a person will not be able to make sure it does not become chametzik, and it becomes chametzik. Now we're going to take a whole turn 180 degrees. That there are those paiskim who say nowadays we could be lenient totally. And the Chachamim said that the halacha is, the paiskim say that nowadays there's not a concern at all with the volume of 43 eggs. That was only back then, when one person would make his own matzahs. However, one person would knead and prepare all the matzahs. They would smash the dough into the matzah with their hands. They didn't have bali amilin shel eitz without the rolling pins. We're reading now in Sif Katan Zayin of the Mishnah Berurah, that's number 7 in the middle. And it was a long process. Taking the dough, one person, just think of making challah, but instead of just braiding it, you have to pound it out. There's no rolling pins. It was a long, arduous process. It took not past 18 minutes, but it was still a long process. V'gam tanu reyim, hayu ketanim, their ovens were small, shloi hayu yechoylin, lirdo is lesoy chatanur harbe matzahs bevasachas. They weren't able to put a lot of matzahs in the oven at the same time. And you had the matzah ready to go into the oven, sitting there, and it wasn't being moved around. Once again, if you have the dough sitting there, then it can become chametz stick. So all of these reasons are reasons as to why back then, when they had one person doing all this work by himself, it was a big possibility to become chametz stick if it was larger than this shear, this size. That's why the Chachamim said, don't make dough larger than this measurement. I will be a menu, but nowadays, she'oifin matzois b'izrim rabim, that we make the matzois with a lot of helpers, v'gam tanureinu g'doyle me'oid, and furthermore, our ovens are much bigger, larger. V'loshin v'orchin v'oifin b'zrizus godol, and we knead and we arrange the matzos and we bake it in a tremendous alacrity, where we're very quick to do it. Ein lahachmer afilu b'loshin b'midah g'doyle b'pamachas. We don't have to be machmer if we need larger than this shear of a nisaron. If you use more than 43 eggs, the volume of 43 eggs, not a problem. Why? Because we're all doing it. The situation changed. Yes?
Would that apply to somebody who wants to make...
So if a person wants to make his own matzah by himself at home, this halacha of the 43, volume of 43 eggs would still apply. He's telling now, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us now that we're talking about a case of the matzah bakery factories where you have all those people working so fast, so, and all the situations have changed, so practically speaking, it's not the same concern. He said, he concludes that sentence, Shebevadai lo yovel lidei chimutz. It definitely will not become chametz stick in that situation. However, he does tell us, Va'olo nohagu l'chadchil k'dei azu, and the oilam are the people make this dough larger in size, and there's no reason to rebuke them for this because they have who to rely upon. Nonetheless, he says the Yorei Shemayim should be machmir even nowadays to make sure that they don't make more than the volume of 43 eggs at one time. But he's saying also that's by small communities, yeshuvim ketanim. She'ein lahem mis'askim harve, they don't have a lot of people involved with it at one time. They should definitely not, they should be careful not to need more than this amount at one time. So this is basically, if we have a situation, person's making the dough in the small, privately by himself, is all these halachas would definitely apply to him. Kosu ha-poiskim. The poiskim write. Kikab dinon shaloi lolush yoisim mishir zeh. This that we are makbid, not to need more than this volume of dough at one time, because of the concern it might become chamstik. Kishu losh isois harbei, we're talking about a case, as we'll see, as we turn the page in a minute, a few minutes, of when they would make a couple of doughs together, and then they would combine the two to the measurement of challah. As we'll see in the next siman, Tafnun Zayin, that if a person would have less than 43 eggs, let's say he has the volume of 40 eggs of dough, does he take challah with a bracha? No. It doesn't make lahafish challah min isa, doesn't make that bracha, because he doesn't have the right amount of dough. So what does he do? He takes that dough over here, and he takes another dough, he puts the two together. Now, those two doughs, which were separate, become like one. He doesn't have to mix the whole all up together, but they're touching. Or we'll see they could be in the same bowl, and can be covered up also. We'll see these halachas in Tafnun Zayin. However, he says like this. When you come to need one dough, and you're not going to combine them, add more flour, and make sure you have the right amount of flour, of volume, to be able to take your challah from it. Why? Because shem lo yeh boy kishir, because you might not have the right volume, and then uchshi yivarech yeh levatola. And he makes his bracha, it's a bracha levatola. So, he just told us in the beginning of the simin, don't bake more than 43 eggs of volume at one time. Now he's telling us, if you're concerned, you're not sure, is it 43, is it not 40, add a little more. Why? Because when you make your bracha, you want to make sure the bracha is worth something. Not in vain. Not Levatala, correct. Okay. That was the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Zayin. So basically, a very important point, just to review, is that he told us that nowadays, when we do things in a larger process in the factories, we don't have to be as concerned with using specifically the volume of 43 eggs. If one would do it privately, then he still would have to be concerned. Okay, Sif Gimel. Let's finish the simon here, and we'll start the next one as well. Afal pi she'ein modidim kamach b'yomtev lolush, b'yomtev shal pesach she'ein loshin isa, g'doyle mi'isoren mutalimdoit. Even though, says the Mechaber, she'ein modidim, we don't measure the flour on yomtev to knead, b'yomtev shal pesach, on the yomtev of Pesach, she'ein loshin isa, g'doyle mi'isoren mutalimdoit. On the yomtev of Pesach, that we don't need more than nisaron, it's permissible to knead, to measure. Now, what's he discussing here? Normally speaking, one should not be measuring on Shabbos and Yontif, unless it's a medida shel mitzvah. A person has to measure the mikvah, for example. It's the last Mishnah Masechet Shabbos. You want to make sure there's enough water in the mikvah. So 40 sa. So you're allowed to measure that. But in general, we don't measure on Shabbos. Yontif here also is saying. So Mechaber starts telling us, even though Afli She'ein Madi didn't kemach b'yontif lalush, we don't measure the flour to knead. Here, since Yontif Shal Pesach, Yontif Pesach, since She'ein Lashin Isa G'doylam Yisaron, we don't measure more than Yisaron for the purposes that we don't want to become Chametzdik, then Mutalim died. However, V'yesh Oisrim, Eli Yikach, Bo'oymeid Hadas, Lo Yarbet Al Yisaron, Hachinog. The last opinion of the Mechaber is that a person should not measure and he should just estimate, and that's the approach to take. Sifkat Nches, Afapi She'ein, Moedidim, Kidimvor Lekamon, Simen Tov Kovav, Sif Aleph, that we do not measure. Sifkat Ntes, Gedoyle Misoron, larger than the measurement of an Yisoron. Ubepochus Misoron, Ein Kedai Limdoid, if it's less than an Yisoron, it's not worth it to measure. Kedesha Yuchal, Ahafish Chalab, Bebrocha, in order to come to separate the chal with a bracha, you'll just separate the chal without a bracha, right? Yes. No, yeah, yes.
Yisroel is 43
and a half eggs. Yes, yes. Yisroel is the 43 and a half eggs. Yes, that's from the top over here. So we're saying that if you don't have this shear, so you'll be mafish the chala without a bracha. You'll still separate the chala without a bracha, though. Bracha, yikarev isa zul isa acheres lo kelkamon reish simin tafnun zayin neshema ein ba isaron. So he says in regards to the bracha, if I don't have a shear of an isaron, the 43 eggs, so I'll take the dough on my right, I'll take the dough on my left, make shalom, make peace, put the two together, make my bracha and separate it. As we'll see right now, starting simin tafnun zayin. Din hanhagas achala be'isas matz. The halachas of how do we appropriate ourselves in regards to the taking of the chala by the matzah, the dough of the matzah. The Mechaber tells us, b'mnei shetzorich ledakdek b'shir ha'isa, since we have to be precise with the measurement of the dough, sheloy laharba yisba, that we should not make too much dough, as we just learned, mishum chash chimutz, because it might become chametzdik. Umutov shi ma'itva, and it's better to make less dough so that it does not become chametzdik. Lachain toiv likarif ha'isos yachad b'shas afroshes chala. Therefore, it's appropriate to take dough and put the doughs together at the time when the person will be separating the chala, and then I'll be able to make my bracha. So let's just clarify the cases. The case is like this. We just learned in Simen Tov Nun Vav, don't make too much dough one time. You make too much dough, it can become chametzdik. We're talking about with one person, not talking about the factory. One person in his own kitchen. So now I have a situation where I have dough in front of me, and I can't make my bracha because I don't want to make too much dough. But now I have another batch of dough. And also, it's less than the amount. The Mechaber is telling us to put the two together. What's the process? How do I put the two together? He says, "Lekarif ha'isos yachad b'shas afroshes chala." Put the two doughs together. She yishku zu b'zu, that they should be touching. The Shema Yesh Bahem Achas Shloihaya Bakashir. Why should they be touching? Because it could be the door on my right, this little battery, is not the right measurement. Not the amount needed to make the bracha. The door on my left is much larger. The two together is still not the right amount, the door on the left, but the two together will suffice, and I'll now be able to make my bracha. Now the Mechaber continues and tells us, if I cannot separate the challah when it's dough, because of, if I leave it around, I have one dough sitting and another dough sitting, you don't want it to become chametz stick. That's correct. We're concerned. We don't, if you have the dough sitting and it's not being manipulated, so and it's maybe can come past 18 minutes, so you don't want it to become chametz stick. What's the eitzah? What's the suggestion? Yafrishena achar afiyu miyad. After it's baked, that's when you separate it. After it's baked, that's when you should separate the dough, the challah. Sheyitein kol hamatzos besal. How do you do this? You put all of the matzos in the basket, in one basket. V'hasal mitzarfom lechallah, and the basket combines them to be like the challah. And this is the better approach. That specifically, I want to be clear, specifically in regards to the challah for the matzah. The Mechaber is telling us better to be mafish that challah after it's already baked. I don't want everybody to go home and then tell their wives or tell the who knows who that you should separate the challah after you bake the challahs. So then you go home and you see the challah is there. It's a nice, beautiful challah. And you say, oh, did you take the challah? Psh, you rip a piece off the challah. It's not going to be good. Shalom bayis. It's not going to be good for a lot of reasons. Okay, so that's, we're discussing here only for the matzah. Because of the concern, you don't want the dough to become chametz stick. That's why we'll bake it and separate the challah, the amount of challah has to be taken, after it's already baked. Let's see just a little of the Mishnah Brura here. And then we'll continue tomorrow with this simon. Says the Mishnah Sif Katan Alish Shloila Harbaizba, Kumavorbis Simon Shlafneza, we learned earlier that we don't want to make the too much dough because then it can come chametz stick. So we have two doughs and then we combine the two together. The karav isa is to bring the doughs together. Ratzalaimar, acha shalosh isa arishaina. After you kneaded the first dough, you put the water, the flour, and that's it. And then you knead it. Teimunachas al shulchan is sitting on the table. Ve'echad yaslik ba, one person is involved with it. Anshi alushu oid isa cheres. One person is moving it around, so it does not become chametz stick, until you knead the other dough. Or he's giving us another scenario. Oy sheyalushu shtei isois bevas achas. Or I'm kneading two doughs at the same time. V'shtei arevois in one bowl. Obein shnehen. And between the two of them, I will definitely have the shear of chala. Is that clear?
Like mud.
Good. Clear like mud. That's clear. Mud's clear. Is you mud's not clear? No. So it's not clear.
Right.
Okay. So let's clarify.
That's right.
Okay. Fine. Okay. So let's give the scenario. I'm in my kitchen. I'm baking my matzahs. What do? I take my flour. What are the ingredients for matzahs? Flour and water. Zehu, nothing else. That one I can figure out. Okay? I combine the two. I knead it. Now, how much dough did I make? I made the volume of 30 eggs worth of dough. Do I make a bracha of hafrashas challah with 30 eggs?
No.
The answer is no.
No,
okay. So I have it on the side. It's sitting there. I make another batch of dough. This time it's volume of 35 eggs worth. I still don't make a bracha. What do? I put the two together. Once the two are together, then I make my bracha.
Right.
Okay. Clear like water?
Clear like water.
Spring water? Okay, fine. Let's stop here for today, and we'll continue tomorrow with Sif Katan Gimel.